Is the time only 10,000 feet?
Roger. We are turning left and descending to 10,000 feet.
Okay, maintain 10,000 and I'll advise you when you're over the water. It'll be very shortly.
Arrivé chez Christopher et Crystal.
Control tower, say again, please.
Sorry, it was not for you. Control tower was asking internally. It was my fault. Sorry about that.
Okay. Please tell us when we can start to dump fuel.
Okay. Atlantic Zone 02, check you're clear to start fuel dump.
Roger, dumping fuel.
And you're cleared for landing.
Copy that. My approach is East 74. What's the system showing? Okay, we're going to switch off the...
Is everything okay? 702?
We're going to reboot the primary system. Okay, so we'll go around again and make a new approach, if that's okay with you.
Roger that. I'll wait for your call.
Altitude? We are declaring an emergency now at the time 1132.
Roger that. Atlantic 702, just a couple of miles to the landing strip.
Roger. And we are declaring emergency now.
I'll stay right with you.
Altitude. 4 minutes and counting.
Copy. Atlantic 702. Please confirm position. 702. Please respond. Are you there?
Breaking news tonight.
Breaking news.
It's just
wreckage believed to have come from the missing Atlantic Flight 702 has been found in the North Atlantic.
These reports are very limited as of this moment. All we have is...
Storm coming in over the Northeast through the Midwest. It's said to be a major one, so everyone batten down the hatches and clear out
and
your storm.
Today, we have the perfect pie for the holiday season, exactly what you need to soften those tempers as everyone gets together to
be
celebrate.
Careful, those of you with a Leo moon. This is a very difficult time for you. Things are about to be revealed.
The search for the remaining pieces of Atlantic Flight 702 continue off the coast of Greenland. Despite discovering remnants of the plane weeks ago, officials have yet to find the black box.
Oh, come on. It's so obvious that they're hiding things from us. I mean, it's a plane. How hard can it be to find?
One of the passengers on board Flight 702 was internet security specialist Connor Lay, who had been hailed as a hero when he exposed the global virus attack known as the...
It seems like maybe 702 is going to join the ranks of unsolved mysteries.
But sources close to the official investigation claim that he was being investigated by authorities for his links to a Russian hacking group known as the Elysians.
If you need a book hangover cure and some laughs, Fantasy Fangirls Podcast is just for you. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nicole. And we're two sisters who dive deep into your favorite fantasy books one series at a time, talking about lore, characters, insights, and oh so many theories of stories like A Court of Thorns and Roses and Fourth Wing.
Fantasy Fangirls is like your personal book club where we analyze and gush over these book series. Join over 100,000 in the community by searching Fantasy Fangirls wherever you get your podcasts or check us out on YouTube.
Marianne?
Did you get it? Do you trust me now?
Where did this come from? Is it even real?
Listen, I haven't got long.
But I swear to you, Caitlin, it's real. Caitlin, 702 crashed.
No, but you told me you spoke to Connor.
I did. He's alive. Some of them are alive. I need your help.
Where are you?
I'm not sure. It's cold here and dark. I don't know where they brought it, but 702, I've seen it. And I've seen the passengers, and it's wrong what they're doing.
Tell me. Tell me what they're doing.
Wait, I'm out of time.
Shut. Come on. Marianne? What did you just say?
Athena presses on. Do you know what it means?
It was something he made in high school. A video game.
Athena is the Greek goddess
of war. I know.
Yes, right. But she's also the one people look to for justice. I want that. These people.
Marianne?
Caitlin? Phylacon come? Is it? It's you?
Mia. Where come, Mia?
Of course it's you. Gonza Lafoan. As if we haven't been searching the world to find you.
Listen, Mom, I...
Caitlin, do you know how worried your father has been? He's not doing well, then you disappear, just like...
It was safer this way, okay?
I don't care about being safe. I care about my daughter.
Do you remember Connor's old system?
Old system?
Yeah, it was a computer that he built from scratch in high school. Look, has anyone come to visit or touched it?
The first time I hear from you and you call because you need something?
No, that's... I know. I'm sorry. I just need to know if it's there.
If you want something from this house, you can get it yourself.
Mom, please. He made a sort of computer game, remember? He called it Journey of Athena. I just need you to turn it on. You don't even have to play it. I just want to see if I'm right.
Well, I want to see my daughter.
I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. I mean, there's a whole passage in the Bible about not worrying.
Our Savior clearly didn't have children. Caitlin, go now. Please.
All right, okay, I've got to go. I'll see you
Caitlin?
Soon, Mom.
Really think this woman referenced a video game your brother built as a kid?
She said she spoke to Connor.
And you believe her?
And I believe her because I believe Connor is alive. You think I'm crazy?
No, I don't. I know you're not crazy. I believe you, Caitlin. I haven't known you for very long, but that's why I'm here. You're a very impressive young woman.
Please.
That's why I'm driving you.
You gonna get that?
No. Annoying client. So what do we know about this, Marianne?
My guess is we don't know anything.
Has she come up in your research?
Has she come up in yours?
Caitlin. I thought we were past this. Don't you trust me?
You're driving me home, aren't you?
So, what did Homeland Security want to talk to you about?
I told you. They threatened my parents' immigration status if I kept looking at...
Right, yeah, yeah, and that's horrible. But you were in there for a while before I could get to you.
They think Connor... They think he did something. And I'm not sure they're wrong.
And you think the answers are in this computer game?
I don't know. He made it as a high school freshman, and it wasn't very good, shocker. But it was a game that he made, you know? No other kid was doing that. It started as a school project, and I think we were doing a segment on Greek gods in one of our classes. He just fell into it.
Dedicated obsession. A lay family trait. So what does this computer game prove?
That he told the mysterious Marianne about it.
Or he told someone about an old computer game he made years ago, and that person told Marianne.
Okay, but what about the recording?
The plane crashing. You know how easy it is to muck up that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but there was something about her. It's not much to go on, but if we want to determine if Marianne is a credible source, we have to check the game. Another client?
Yeah.
Wow, you can afford to turn down clients. I'm impressed.
Behind me.
Like, I'm not hiding. I just don't have a strong need to go first.
That is your parents' house.
Like, there's a back way. It's probably unlocked. We could use that.
We are not sneaking into your house.
Now's the perfect time to take that annoying client call. God, this was a bad idea.
It's a bit late for that.
Can I help you?
Hi, Mom.
Caitlin. You came.
No hug?
Gian, con gái về nè. Caitlin về nè, nó ở đây nè. Why don't you come inside? We don't want to heat the whole neighborhood.
Come in, Rory.
Can I take your coat, Mr.?
Murray. Rory Murray. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Lay. Actually, Mrs. Lay, we spoke a while back on the phone, and it's a pleasure to finally meet you. Caitlin's told me a lot about you.
Gian! Let me go get my husband.
Is he okay? Do you need help?
I can manage.
So, this is where you grew up, Seems very nice. A lot of crosses. You take after your mother.
You haven't met my father.
Fair point. It's hard to imagine you growing up in Kansas. New York was very different from here.
And exactly what I needed. Big, anonymous, not part of the only Asian family in the neighborhood.
At least you weren't alone.
What do you mean?
You had Connor.
Yeah. Bolt? It's good to see you. I've missed you.
Well, let him sit down.
You need to get rid of this chair, Dad. It's peeling.
Never. I taught you and Connor to read in this chair.
Oh.
Mr. Murray, please answer the phone if you need. I'll go make some tea.
Oh, you really don't have to.
Sit down. So, Mr. Murray.
Oh, please call me Rory.
Mr. Murray, are you involved with our daughter? Mom!
What?
Is that why she refused to see us for months? No!
I'm so sorry.
No, God, if you would just listen to me. How can I? You won't talk to us. Well, this is why. You've already made up your mind about everything. I'm dating Rory, I'm ruining my life, Connor's dead. You're always wrong about all of it.
Caitlin.
Connor's alive. You gave up, didn't you? Not when the plane crashed. You gave up when he went to London. What a disappointment he was, right? And then the plane crashed and he was a problem you didn't have to deal with anymore. You could play the distraught parents and at least hide your shame.
Caitlin.
If I listened to you, if I were like you, he would have no one. You don't deserve us. Because how long until I'm a problem you don't want to deal with? I'm not the perfect kid you wanted, so you're going to abandon me too? Yeah. I'm going to go upstairs and find Connor's computer.
I'll come with you.
No. I need to do this alone, okay? Why don't you just talk to my mom and dad?
Athena. If you are, enter your password. If not, be gone, shithead. Stop messing with my stuff.
God, you sound so young.
So, you made it. Do you want to start a new game or pick up where you left off? Picking up where you left off. Athena sees a cabin in the woods. Do you press on or go in?
I remember this level. I hated this level.
Athena goes in the cabin. She sees a woman there. What do you do? Athena asks, "What am I doing here?" You have come for answers.
I forgot you got Mom to do this.
I have plenty of answers. It depends on the question.
Is Connor alive?
That is not the right question.
Okay. Is Marianne a threat?
That is not the right question.
What is Elysium?
Hi, communicate. If you're here, and you typed in Elysium, I have to tell you, you were right when we argued.
Got mixed up in some bad stuff. Don't be angry with me, Kate.
And don't believe what anyone tells you. If you've come this far, you are getting close to the truth. You know yourself, Kate. And you know me. And you know what to do.
What? Oh, come on. I don't stop there.
Traveler, will you drink at the well?
Or will you wait and order wine at the inn?
Oh, come on. Damn it. I don't understand.
Traveler, will you drink at the well?
Or will you wait and order wine at the inn?
Who is Elysium?
Invalid question. Invalid question. Invalid question.
Fuck.
Do you press on or go home? Athena presses on.
So what?
Oh, you were pretty hard on them.
Well, maybe they needed to hear it.
Does it make you feel better?
Yeah, I feel great. This is exactly what I wanted to do with my week. Face my disappointed parents.
Look, you've been on the run for months, letting them think you're missing, or worse. And now you go home, not to see them, but to check no one broke into your brother's old homemade computer game.
Why are you pushing this?
I don't know. I can see that they love you. And they're frightened of losing you. And I bet it eats them alive. But they don't know how to react. They don't know how to help, so they act as best they can, even if it isn't perfect.
Yeah, I don't expect my parents to be perfect. I expect them to trust me.
It's not you they don't trust.
What do you mean?
Look, Caitlin, we've all done stuff in our past, you know? We all have reasons to blame the decisions of others on ourselves.
I don't.
You do. You're just too young to realize it.
Wow.
I've not met one person that doesn't have a single regret.
Yeah, that's their fault, not mine.
How? How is it their fault?
Because of their actions.
Oh, you think people have clear-cut motives, that there's right and wrong, it's black and white, but people are rarely that straightforward. They're always hiding something, even the best ones. You're not very forgiving, are you? Are you going to talk to me now?
He's alive. He really is alive.
Because you played a video game. What was on the game? What was it about? How do you know?
Will you just answer it?
Yep. Yeah, sorry, Petra. I've been kind of busy. I'll
call you when I get back to New York.
No. You need to hear this, Rory. The Fort Lauderdale helicopter crash 3 years ago. Your last case before you left the firm.
What about it?
Well, it could be coming back to bite you.
How? The NTSB were in agreement that pilot error was the most likely cause.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. They didn't sign off on it, Rory.
Well, they must have signed off on it. Look, anyway, this is ancient history. It's out there for anyone who wants to plow through it all.
Yeah, but someone from the maintenance crew has come forward.
What?
Yeah, he's saying there was a congenital fault in the airspeed indicators that you knew about and didn't disclose, that you pushed pilot error as a smokescreen.
Where the hell are you getting this from?
Let's just say the top.
Look, whatever is being alleged, they can't prove that I...
Oh, you want to test that? Rory, if the NTSB runs with it, it could ruin you. It could ruin us. We're not just talking disbarment here, but possible criminal charges. This could be very bad for you, Rory. Unless...
Unless what?
Look, Rory, I'm not at the office. I am calling you as a friend, okay? Off the record.
Okay.
They said there is a way through this for you. If you were to leave off 702, they said that they put this at the bottom of the pile of things they have to look into. Do you understand what I'm saying, Rory?
Yeah, thanks, Petra. I hear what you're saying.
No, I need to know you're going to act on this, Rory. I am serious.
Okay.
Good. I don't like this any more than you do, but you need to act on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was that?
They want me to leave off.
What?
702.
Who?
I don't know. I've been receiving calls for some time, mostly anonymous. Now, the people I used to work with are calling me too.
How can they tell you what to do?
They're threatening to bring up some stuff from the past about me.
Oh. Yeah, I heard about that.
You did?
Yep. Online, when I was checking you out. You acted for the company, and there was a lot of criticism about the way it was investigated.
Well, it's not quite the...
You blamed it on pilot error, and the guy lost his job, lost his family. He lost everything. Is it true?
No, it's...
The guy killed himself.
Look, I was just representing my client. I was doing my job.
Just doing my job. Do you even know how that sounds? They said you were disbarred.
No, I was suspended, that's all. Just for a few months.
And that you should have gone to prison.
Look, what's actually going on here is that we're getting closer to the truth. The fact that Homeland Security are threatening your parents. The fact that they're digging up my past. It means we're getting closer.
Yeah, but I haven't committed a crime, Rory. What are you even doing here, man? Why are you doing this?
What?
This, coming to Kansas with me. Is it to make you feel like a better person? Or maybe it's just another opportunity for you to make a quick buck? Or are you watching me?
What? I've got to take this. Zara? Listen,
no,
Zara.
No, I'm not gonna listen to you anymore, you piece of total shit. How dare you tell Pete to stop taking my call?
Wait a minute. Just slow down. Where are you?
No, I'm on my way to Connecticut to see him.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Zara. Look, I'm not spying on you, Caitlin. I swear. I'm here not just because of my clients, but because I believe in you. You are decent, determined.
Right. Very noble.
But sometimes...
What?
They're going to push for the most obvious solution, and they're going to win.
What are you talking about?
It went down in the sea. Manufacture fault. There have been others, the 737 MAX, two crashes. In both instances, the black box flight data showed striking similarities. In both cases, the pilots struggled to control the plane. The automated systems were literally working against the pilot's instructions. The obvious explanation is that the same happened to 702.
But what about the video game?
What about it?
It's a real break, and it proves Connor's alive.
Does it?
It proves that Marianne is genuine, that she was telling the truth, and that the cockpit recording is real.
I'm a lawyer, Caitlin. It doesn't prove anything.
You're going to do what they say, aren't you? Leave 702 alone. You're giving up because you're scared of what might happen to you.
No, I just...
You need to think about things?
Yes, of course. I really need to think about what the next step should be.
Fine. Look, I appreciate the help. Really, I do. But I think when we get back to New York, we should probably just go our separate ways. If I can't trust you to see this through till the end, then I can't trust you at all. I'll handle this myself, like always.
Season 2, Episode 6 of Passenger List, Athena Presses On, featuring Kelly Marie Tran, Ben Daniels, and Elise Din, was written by me, Megan Fitzmartin. The story editor is Mike Walker, and the producer, Emma Hearn. Sound design is by Steve Bond, editing by Adam Woodhams, and music by Mark Henry Phillips. Passenger List is created and directed by John Scott Dryden, who is also executive producer with Kelly Marie Tran and Julie Shapiro. It is a project of Radiotopia from PRX. For more details, including a full cast list, visit passengerlist.org.
Radiotopia.